get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Hello, this is Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ, and I ask that you please support this ministry by making a donation of any amount today. You can give by way of the Cash App, and our cash tag is $THCOGIC, and that's $THCOGIC. You can also go online to our website, that's trueholinesscogic.org, that's trueholinesscogic.org. Click on the Give icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you can use our online form, or you can choose PayPal to make your donation. And remember, a gift of any amount will help us to continue to spread the gospel. And may God richly bless you for your generous gift today. And we at True Holiness thank you for your support of the ongoing work of this ministry. And now for today's message. Let everybody just say praise the Lord and just lift your hands and say Jesus. Oh my goodness, my goodness. I was just sitting here and I was like, Lord, everybody talking about freedom and independence today, Lord. And I was like, Lord, how do I relate this to today? Well, I didn't have to relate it to today. I just got to relate it to the last song. I tell you, boy, God just have a way of doing it. And she talking about, oh, how precious is the name of Jesus. And I'm coming from the book of Hebrews this morning, which is all about Jesus. It's a better covenant. Oh, my goodness. And so, hallelujah, can't nobody do me like Jesus. So I'm coming from Hebrews today, a better covenant. And at the top of my Bible, it says the supreme revelation, Jesus Christ, God's son. And that's what I'm going to be talking about today. And I'm going to be coming from Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Let us read the word of God. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Somebody say Jesus right there. Jesus. Hallelujah. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. Heavenly Father, I come to you right now. I come to you looking for your guidance, looking to hear from you. God, I ask that you speak through me this morning, Lord. You use me to teach your word. God, whatever it is that we need to hear, you speak. When I speak, they hear your voice. When I speak, they hear your voice. Because I'm only speaking what your voice says to me. Now, God, as I sit down, I want you to stand up in me, that I may teach this message today under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. The song said, oh, how precious is the name. And
Can't nobody do you like Jesus. He'll, when you call him. See, those are some things that we need to remember. How precious is that name? Why? Because if I could use for thought today, it's paying attention. Paying attention. What are we paying attention to? Our Father, he pays attention to our every need, but are we paying attention to the things we ought to? Are we paying attention to the things of God, or are we paying attention to the things of this world? You know, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1 says, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed. The more earnest heed, that means that we must pay attention. Ever the more attention to what we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. What does that mean? We need to pay attention to what's going on. What are the things that we have heard? We've heard the gospel. We cannot allow that to slip away. We cannot take it for granted, our salvation. Because if we forget those things, we can slip. But we must remember. See, I want to ask you these questions. What do you pay attention to? When we look at the word attention, it really means to take notice of someone or something. Are you taking notice of Jesus? It's regarding someone or something as interesting or important. Do you find Jesus interesting and important? Do you find him interesting and important? Because are we paying more attention to the things of God or to the things of this world? It is high time that we pay attention to God so that we will understand the times in which we live. I want you to think about this morning. Do you pay more attention to your job than you do your family or your spouse? Do you pay more attention to the TV than the word of God? Do you pay more attention to your smartphone and social media apps than you do to your priorities? Do you pay more attention to yourself than you do others? Why is this so important today? We must understand that we have a duty. We have to teach the unadulterated gospel. What are we neglecting today? Do we pay attention to our surroundings? Do you pay attention to what's going on? Because I get in trouble a lot of times, because sometimes my wife will get her nails done and some other things, and it take me a few days to notice. And then she come back and say, I had that was done last week. You just noticing that? You just seeing that? Huh, you don't pay me no attention. What are we paying attention to? What are we neglecting? Are we so cognizant of our surroundings that we can see that things are out of place? And I'm taking the long way around, because I want us to understand, when I get to this thing about Jesus and salvation, we have to pay attention to that. We cannot neglect it, because lives are at stake. I remember when I was in basic training, and they used to make us rake everything. And then we had some where it should have been flowers, but there were no flowers. It was just sand. And we had to rake the sand. And I'm like, why in the world are we raking the sand with straight lines? And that taught us to pay attention to our surroundings, because if you got up and you saw footprints, you know somebody had been there, because nobody should have been there. Are we paying attention to our surroundings? I'm going to make it real plain. Are we paying attention to God's house? Are we paying attention to God's house? Look at Jude, verse 4. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. What's going on here? We have people coming into the church that we're allowing because we're not paying attention. We're not cognizant of what's going on. We're not holding on to this so great salvation by Jesus Christ that we're basically letting them come in and use God's grace and his forgiveness to indulge in unchecked and open immorality in the house of God. Are we paying attention to what's going on right underneath our feet? Are we allowing so many things that we're forgetting about the precious blood of Jesus Christ? We're accepting so many things, but we're drifting away from salvation. Are we paying attention to our lifestyles? Are we exemplifying holiness at all times? Are we living in accordance with the scriptures, the Holy Bible, the Word of God, which is the standard in every area of our life, our health, our relationships, our finances? Are we paying attention to how we live? Why is that important? Because people are watching us. People are watching us. And we should be paying attention at all times. Make it plain for my young folk. Now, how many of y'all be texting while y'all driving? Some are adults. Y'all be texting while... No, you're supposed to be paying what? Attention to the road. Because if we don't pay attention to the road while we're driving, some things can happen. We can get distracted. We can get in an accident. Are we paying attention, students, while we are in class? Getting the notes. Are we even paying attention, saints of God, when we go to the doctor's office? Are we paying attention to what the doctor is saying? Are we listening? Are we taking notes? Are we paying attention? Because I used to get in trouble. I come back from the doctor sometimes. My wife said, what he said? He said, oh, I'm all right. Well, what were the details? I'm good. I'm good. But we got to pay attention. We even need to pay attention while we're in church so things won't creep into the church. We need to pay attention even while we're at work. What's going on in your office? Not saying that you need to be gossiping or anything like that, but you need to know what's going on. You need to be cognizant. Because the church is slowly but surely falling asleep because we're taking for granted the work that Jesus Christ did on the cross. We're taking for granted how he died. We're taking for granted how he bled. And we're not paying attention. And we even need to be paying attention. If you go with me to Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26. Verse 40 and 41. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep and said unto Peter, what? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Here's what I'm saying. Jesus was saying, could you not even just watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray. Pay attention. What's going on? And see, Evangelist Roll mentioned that we are in the book of Revelation, which is giving us an insight to what's going to be happening in the future. And we should be paying attention. Now, if we go back to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1, this is a warning. That word heed there means to give attention to listen very carefully. What are we supposed to do? We need to listen to the gospel more than ever. We need to pay attention to the gospel more than ever. Because if we don't, we will let them slip. And the idea of letting it slip is like you won't even know it's gone. You won't even know it's gone. It's kind of like anybody ever had a ring on their finger and they look up and say, oh, where did my ring go? You didn't even notice it was gone. We're not paying attention. It just slips out and we just forget the small and minor truths of the gospel. And how do we get there? Because we become complacent, careless, sleepiness. We just take it for granted. But see, we can't do that. We have to pay attention. Why? Look at verse 2. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. What is that talking about? King James English. I'm going to break it down. This is talking about the law that was given to Moses. This is talking about the law that was given and it was spoken. And God was very harsh. For what? Transgressions and disobedience. Transgressions and disobedience. And if he did that, then in the Old Testament, and now we in Hebrews in the New Testament here with a better covenant, verse 3 says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, by God himself? What is this great salvation? It is redemption by the blood of Jesus Christ. It is being saved, delivered from our sins and our transgressions. But what happens? In the Old Testament, disobedience was judged. It was judged, and it was done right then and there. But now, understand this. That the judgment under salvation under Jesus Christ will be even more severe. Why? Because salvation is great. The Lord proclaimed salvation. We have eyewitnesses that saw it. And then because God himself has given us witness, and then the Holy Spirit that he has given to us now with both signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost. What is that saying? We have so much. So much that has been given to us that we cannot afford to be lethargic. We cannot afford to take this for granted. Why? Because if we take this salvation for granted and we slip and we allow things to come into the church and we allow the enemy to come in, then we have no power. People will be lost. People will not get saved. We cannot afford to give God his praise. We cannot afford not to give him his praise. We cannot ignore Jesus. See, we've gotten to the place in Christendom, we're not even paying attention to everything that's going on. We make light of Jesus. Some of us, even in the house of God, deny Christ, deny the faith. Some of us even put Jesus back on the cross. What am I saying? Here in Hebrews, we have to pay attention. What should we pay attention to? Do we see what's going on in the news and how it's relevant to the Bible today? I'm not saying that we have to get caught up in every news special, everything, but we must be aware of what's going on. We must be aware of how things are transpiring so that we can do what? Teach the gospel. Preach the gospel. So Hebrews is telling us we need to pay attention. No matter where we are, no matter what's going on, because Jesus died for us. Precious. Now to add to that, I'm just teaching this morning. If we go over to the book of Romans, Romans chapter 13, verses 11 through 14, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Now do you see the correspondence here? Back over to Hebrews when we talked about our salvation, so great a salvation. Here it is not talking about us being saved once again, but it's our sanctification and our final glorification in heaven. So it's saying we have to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. We are closer to going to heaven than when we first believed. So what does that mean? We have to watch. We have to pay attention to what's going on. We cannot take for granted the things that God has done. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. You have to wake out of sleep. What does that mean? This verse is saying that we got to realize the time in which we live. Most of us are sleepwalking. But if you look at what's being placed on television, what's on the news, what people are listening to, we have to wake out of sleep and understand the period and time in which we are living. Saints of God, we have to pay attention. In the military, we had to know our enemy. We had to know what was going on. We had to know when he was coming. We had to recognize his devices. And today, saints of God, we've got to pay attention to what's going on, because I'm going to tell you, like we said in the military, stay alert, stay alive. And right now, a lot of us are asleep, and the Bible says it's time for us to wake out of our sleep. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. What's going on here? Sleep. We're spiritually asleep. We are spiritually asleep. I'm going to look at myself. Life is uncertain. Are we paying attention to our family members, our friends, our coworkers? It's time for us to get stirred up. We have to act before it is too late. We have to move. We have to awaken out of sleep. We have to stop lazily worshiping and praising our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have to praise him with a vigor. We have to glorify him with fervency. We have to acknowledge who he is. Why? So that the people of this world will see our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. When we realize and grasp this, that judgment day is at hand, we ought to be running to the hilltops. We ought to let people know it's time to meet God. But what's happening? Why won't we do it? The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Some of us want to walk so close to the line and still be saved. But Jesus said, oh my goodness, if he makes you free, you're free indeed. Because he said, ye shall know what? The truth. You want to be free today? The truth. And how do we get people free? The truth. So great salvation, the truth in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to awaken out of sleep and let people know the truth. The truth is you need a savior. The truth is you need Jesus. You want to be free? Oh my goodness. Once you get free from sin and you realize the magnitude of that weight that has been removed from you, you talk about rejoicing. You talk about dancing. You talk about singing. You talk about moving. Oh, my goodness. You won't have to worry about Independence Day. That's better than Juneteenth, better than Independence Day. It is freedom for what? Sin. Freedom from sin. But we are spiritually sleep. We just going through life, just going through the motion, just going through, and not worried about anybody else, not concerned about anybody else. And what's happening? We like the dark because men want to hide. We like the dark because we know we're doing some things we ain't supposed to be doing. We like the dark, because if that was revealed, we know we'd be in trouble. But it's high time to awaken. All you got to do is go to the Lord and say, Father, forgive me, and move on. We have to now put on the armor of light. The armor of light. What is that? The righteousness of Jesus Christ. That's so great salvation. That thing we ought to go run and tell everybody because we're light on the hill. That thing we ought to go and tell everybody that Jesus lives. That's what we got to do. We got to pay attention. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. You talk about the Paul Revere and all that, and he riding with a lantern and a one by day too. But we are light on the hill. We ain't even got to run. We the light on the hill. We ought to be able to let people know about this freedom in Jesus Christ. But what's happening? We're not paying attention. We're not paying attention. Y'all know I like to have fun every now and again. And this for Brother Blake. He liked them cartoons. There was this cartoon when he was this character, he was never paying attention, and something happened. He always say, which way did he go? Which way did he go? He wasn't paying attention. He didn't know what happened. Which way? And that's what we're saying. Which way? What's happening? We don't know because we're not paying attention to the things of God. I know this might not have been first Sunday message y'all wanted, but hey, we got to kick this thing off right and start paying attention because souls are at stake. Satan desires to sift us as wheat. When we look at verse 13 of Romans chapter 13, it says, let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust of the flesh. I'm going to walk through this and close us out here. See, because now we got to pay attention. We got to look at ourselves. What is this thing saying about us? We've got to look at ourselves. We can't be rioting. What does that mean? Partying, feasting, debauchery, unrestrained revelry, giving license to basic urges. That's just doing whatever you want to do when you want to do it. We can't do that and be holy. Drunkenness, oh, to take intoxicating drink or drugs to affect the senses, to seek to loosen moral restraint for the sake of bodily pleasure. Oh, we can't do that. Can't do that. But it's not the church of the can't do's, but when you are free in God, you realize what Christ is calling us here is to be an example. We got to pay attention to this. Why? Because they're paying attention to you. I guarantee you. I guarantee you. You don't believe me? Go sit up at the bar and order you some Hennessy. I'm just being real because I know people listening. So I would and order you a glass of cognac and sit there. I guarantee. Oh, did you see your pastor? Everybody see. Chambering, what is that? See, this is the one thing we're allowing to creep into the church. We're not paying attention. It's high time we wake out of sleep. Chambering, what does that mean? Sexual immorality, adultery, fornication in the church. Got to pay attention. Wantonness, running wild, debauchery, homosexuality. Everything in excess. Books, pamphlets, songs, music, dancing, parties, wantonness, just acting any way you want to act. And then strife, contention, quarreling, arguing, blaming others, neglecting others. And then envy, jealousy. Look somebody else's position, want it. But that's what's going on. And what is our call? We are called as believers to put on spiritual clothing. So we got to get rid of all that stuff. We got to pay attention. Is that going on in my life? But then in verse 14, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. See, we talked about that song, that last song, Jesus, how precious is his name. So great a salvation. The book of Hebrews, a more better covenant by way of Jesus Christ. And verse 14 of Romans 13 says, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. What does it say? We got to pay attention to what we're doing. Pay attention to what looking at, pay attention to what we are listening to or watching or what we're doing, where we're going, because we have to put on righteousness, the righteousness of Christ. It covers us. Why is that so important? Because when we were saved, we were justified. That means we were positionally made right in Christ, meaning that when God looks at us, he sees his son, Jesus Christ. Now we must continue in this and pay attention to what we're doing because Jesus is our covering. We wrapped up in Jesus. Don't make provisions for the flesh. Don't give in to the flesh. We got to just pay attention. So what am I saying today, saints? We are indeed free in Christ. We have liberty. But must we sin that grace may abound? No. We have freedom in Christ. We are free indeed. And not only that, are we free? He has come to give us life and that we may have life, what, more abundantly. So today, saints, I want us to be reminded of this. Pay attention. What's going on in your home? What's going on in your life? What's going on in the world? And so how do I know what's going on? I got to pay attention to my life. I need to read my Bible more. I need to study more. I'm not saying that you got to be so holy that you can't go out and do something like today. I know we're going to go out on the grill and cook some hot dogs and everything. We're going to be free because God gave us that. He gave us things to enjoy and richly enjoy them. But at the same time, we have to be mindful and pay attention. Because I tell you, I'm going to close with this one because I'll say, Lord, you always do something for me to give me an example of paying attention and staying alert, and staying alive. I went out yesterday because I didn't finish my hedges from the last week. So I went out there and I did my hedges and I cleaned it up. And then my wife walked out and she said, oh, my goodness, I got to cut a path through here to get through here. I said, Lord, the grass done grew in a week. It was long again. So I hopped on my mower and I cut my grass down, cut it down real nice and neat, and walked in the house. And you know how, you know, you want to admire your work. Walk outside and you admire your work. And remember I said, you see if something out of place. And I did a little panoramic view. And guess what? I said, he wasn't there before. But he there now. I just went in the house and came back out. It was a big black snake. Now, had I not been cognizant and paying attention to my surrounding, I could have just walked up on it. And I tell you, I paid attention. So he had done caught one of them big lizards, and he had it in his mouth. And when he saw me coming, he started backing up with his food in his mouth. But only by being cognizant and paying attention, I was able to see what was going on. Saints of God, we may have snakes all around us. But if you trust in God and allow him to open your spiritual eyes, you'll be able to see. If we pay attention to the things of God, he will pay attention to our things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. On this day, saints, just pay attention. Pay attention to whatever God is saying and to whatever he wants you to do. Blessings to everybody.
For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.